Gemara begins by discussing the line in our Mishnah. We read the Gemara yesterday. V'holach hayochid ha'asa shogeg al piyem. There are two versions of how to read what the chiddush of shogeg is. Rava brings the two versions, and then the Gemara quotes them in his discussion with Rami Bar Chama. Either it's l'chumra, to teach you that shogeg is limited to cases where it's al piyem mamish. It's limited to cases where it's al piyem mamish. But in this case, where you're doing your sin for your own problems, that's your problem, and you're chayav a korban chatas. The other version is that it's lakula, to teach you that even this shogeg, even this kind of shogeg, is pater from a korban. Even this kind of shogeg is pater from a korban. There's two cases here. There's the alpiyah mamish case, and there's the shogeg case. Both of them are pater. Everyone got that, right? What conceptual methodological question do you need to ask in a situation like this where we're learning this p'tur from shogeg LPM? So I think it's a very important question here. To what extent is the p'tur of shogeg, learnt from the word shogeg, similar in its root to the p'tur of LPM? We know why you're putter when you do it LPM amish, because you're Talib Bezdin, right? This shogeg, is a putter for the same reason? Is it also because of Talib Bezdin, or is it for a different reason? That's what we're going to get back to. Okay. The second stage, the Gemara connects it to the earlier Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, so now we can give names to it as opposed to first Lashon, second Lashon. Okay. Then the Gemara asks Akasha from the Brisa. Everyone saw the Brisa, right? The Gemara asks Akasha from the Brisa. Well, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that you're chayiv to give a karbon, you're eino shav mi diaso, you're a bad guy? You only chayiv a carbon if you're shav mi diaso. Ain't a shav mi diaso is not chayiv. Rav Papa gives a very interesting answer for Rabbi Yochanan. What does he say? This guy is considered shav mi diaso, because the yediya we look at in determining whether he's shav from it isn't just would you have known everything about yourself. It's that everything would have become clear. Everything would have become clear. You would know that this is Chelev and that's Shuman. The Bezdin would know what they need to know. Everybody would know what they need to know. If everybody knew what they needed to know, and you had all the facts before you, you wouldn't have done this. That's why you're Chayav a Korban. This is an interesting thing. Should we look at just your mistake? Or should we look at all the mistakes that everyone's making? I would have thought, Shev mi yediaso, right? Just his knowledge. Rav Papa has a big chiddushir, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, those are the three stages of the Gemara. We'll get later to Rava's distinction, which is an addendum. But let's talk first about the machlokas itself. Now, in analyzing this machlokas, where would you want to begin? I think methodologically it's important to realize the place to begin here is with Rav. Because Rabbi Yochanan isn't machadish anything. To say you're chayiv karban chatas, that's the regular case. A person does an avera for which you would have been chayiv karis. You do it b'shogeg, you are chayiv. There's an exception when you're Talib Bezdin. This is not Talib Bezdin, right? I mean, it's very simple. You don't need an explanation for Rabbi Yochanan, right? The one we need an explanation for is Rav. Why is Rav pottering you here? What are the possible explanations for Rav? Let's see if we got it today from our own independent study. What are the possible explanations for Rav? Anyone? You don't have to give all the possible. You can say one of what? Oh! So Rachel says, Shav mi diaso, where did she get it from? The limud that was asked as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, that's the svara for Rav. Right? Aye, the Gemara explained that here it's considered Shav mi diaso, because you would know if Bezdin would have known, blah, 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 Rav Papa's teretz. What are we going to do with Rav Papa's teretz? We'll say, Rav disagrees with that. Rav says when we're trying to figure out if you're Shav mi diaso, we don't look at the whole world becoming clear. We look at you knowing the things you're mistaken on. If you would have known this is Chelev, not Shuman, you wouldn't have eaten it, right? You wouldn't have eaten it. You would have eaten it, right? Because you still would have eaten it, because Bezdin had said it's mutter. So you're in a Shav mi diaso. That's why you're putter. That's what Rachel says. Okay, definitely a lot of basis for that, right? What's the other way of explaining, Ralph?
Oshogeg of the
LPM. How's that an explanation? What does that mean? The other svara to explain why Rav says you're putter here? One is, Rachel says, you're ain't oshav mi diaso. You're ain't oshav mi diaso. Your knowledge would not have helped you here, right? You still would have made a mistake. Yeah. No? Anyone, what's the other explanation?
Still Shogig al PM.
Oh. So Eitan says you're Tali Bebezdin.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say, right? You're Tali Bebezdin. Right. He says you're Tali Bebezdin. Where does Eitan get it from to say you're Tali Bebezdin? What's the reason to say that explanation for Rav is that you're Tali Bebezdin? Stam, you said it.
No.
You came up with a svara. What's the reason to say what Eitan's saying?
Well, isn't that still the Oshogig Olapihen?
It's in the Mishnah of Tali Bebezdin, right?
Yeah.
It's learned as one of one phrase. Or in other words, if you take the juxtaposition, the relationship of Shogeg al PM seriously, so it would make sense to say it's al PM, right? It's Tali Bebezdin. This is another form of al PM. Why is this al PM though? We have to ask, why is this al PM? How could this be Tali Bebezdin?
Anyone who does whatever the Beit Din is allowing is now considered like doing it as if they were...
Right, meaning ultimately you're doing what they said you could do, even though technically you're not really doing it for that reason, right? And one could even put it in, not say me din shav me diyaso, but say, had you known, you still would have been doing, right? Because Bezdin said it's okay. Bezdin created the context here. That's what we're going to say. This question of how to explain it is really a machlokes achronim, early achronim, in relation to the relationship between our sugya and the sugya in Yoma, which I assume everybody saw. The Gemara in Yoma says, Rabbi Elazar teaches halacha, a person who eats chalev should write down how much he ate. Because later, maybe the bezdin will change the shear, we'll clarify the shear of kezayith, and then you'll be chayev a putter in a korban chatas, right? So you shouldn't just write, I'm chayev chatas, and save the petek. You should write how much you ate. The Gemara says, what's the chashash? If you say that Bezdin's going to say the shiur of Kezias is smaller, you shouldn't be chayv achatas anyway. Because at the time when you sinned, right, you're saying b'shogeg, you didn't know you were eating chaylev, right? If someone would have come to you and said, hey, it's chaylev, right? Right? And you were eating a big shiur, right? You were eating the big shiur. Bezdin's going to say smaller shiur. You were eating the smaller shiur, excuse me, right? If you were eating a smaller shear of chalev, you didn't know it was chalev, and someone came to you and said, hey, don't eat that, it's chalev, you wouldn't have stopped. Why wouldn't you have stopped? Because it's the small shear. Many ask, what about the Isra of Chatzi shear? Now that I eat a small shear of Isra, right? But let's put that question aside. You wouldn't have stopped. It's Enoshav Midiyaso. You're putter from the carbon. So the Gemara answers, no, it's talking about Bezdin would say you need a bigger shear. So you would have been pater from the carbon. You'd think you're chai from the carbon, you'd be pater from the carbon, so you would know not to bring the carbon. We don't want to bring carbon for no reason. Why can't you just be machmir and bring a carbon? Anyone knows that the problem is bringing a carbon for no reason? What? Why is it us to bring a carbon for no reason? Be machmir, maybe it doesn't mean we want to bring a carbon.
Well, for a carbon, don't you?
It's us to bring a carbon for no reason because we view it as bringing chulin to the azar. You're being machnis chulin to the azar. Just to know, in general, it comes up in many sugyas. You're not going to bring a korban stam. So you should write down how much you ate, in case Bezdin will come along later and be determined that the shear of Kezias is larger, and therefore you're about to from the korban, let's write it down. Okay, that has nothing to do with us, right? What has to do with us is the Gemara's assertion in its discussion that if a person would not have held back from eating, he's Enoshav Midiyaso, because he would have thought the shear is too small, right? Even if Bezdin would come later and clarify the shear, he's considered... why don't we take into account that Bezdin would have clarified the mistake? Meaning, when we're determining if someone is Shev Miyadiyasa or not, do we take into account Bezdin clarifying its mistake or not? What does our Gemara say? We do take into account Bezdin. That was Rav Papa's whole point, right? What does Gemara and Yoma seem to say? We don't take into account Bezdin. It's a stira. It's a stira.
Well, why can't it just be that there are two different... Rav and Rabbi Yochanan.
So that's the machlokes between the Mishnah Melech and the Gevurah Sari. That's exactly the question. Did Rav disagree with the statement of Rav Papa according to Rabbi Yochanan? Does he disagree or not? So the Mishnah Melech says Rav disagrees. There's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about how to view the din of Shev Mi the Yasa or not. And that's the whole machlokas. And the Sugi and Yom is according to Rav. Or in other words, the Mishnah Melech says what Rachel said before. The question between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is how to view the din of Shev Mi the Yasa. Both of them agree to the halacha. The question is, when we take into account, would you have been Shev or not, do we take into account just the correction of your mistake or the correction of all possible mistakes? Rav Papa explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we take into account all possible mistakes. And therefore, your... Right? Your... Chayav HaKarban. Because you're Shev Mi the Yasa. You wouldn't have done it had you known all the information, including Bezdin's mistake. Rav says, no, we only look at your mistake. Okay, we still have to clarify. Why should we look only at your mistake, all mistakes? That's an important thing to clarify. But that's what the Mishnah Melech says. And then the Sugi and Yom is going to Rav, Shalom Yisrael. But the Gevuras Ari objects to this strenuously. He has the second part of his piece. He goes, no, Rav is on the same page as Rav Yochanan. They all agree, Shev Mi the Yasa depends on the full knowledge. Like Rav Papa says. And why does Rav Pater there? So why does Rav Pater there if it's not Shev Mi the Yasa? Or if it is Shev Mi the Yasa, why is Rav Pater there? Because you're totally Bebezdin. And that only applies by us. And he says, I can't figure out a difference between the two sugyas. Look at the very end of the Gevuras Ari piece. V'hashta hadrin kushi l'duchta v'lo nizbara li chilek nachon l'chalik bein ha d'shmatzin l'ahid reish perakam adhoris. I can't figure out a difference. The end of the Gevuras Ari. He's stuck with Tzorach Iyun. Because Shev Mi the Yasa, Rav Papa is right, even according to Rav. And Rav is not based on Shev Mi the Yasa. Rav's story is based on Tali Bevezdin.
So, for the Gevuras Ari, he just doesn't understand why Yuma has a different interpretation of Shev Mi the Yasa.
Exactly. Interestingly, right after this piece in the Gevuras Ari, there's another piece, and the whole beginning of it is missing. You wonder if in the second piece he gave an explanation. It's missing. Ein Malasot, it's missing. Missing from the book, not from the disc. But anyway, for our purposes, you see what he holds. Rav is based on Tali Bebezdin. Like Eitan said. So now we want to try and figure out this a little bit better. Should Shev Mi the Yasa apply only on your mistakes, or apply on all the mistakes? Everyone understands the machlokes we're talking about. Rav Papa definitely says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we determine Shev Mi the Yasa by looking at all the information, not just your information, right? We ask, what would he have done had he known everything correctly? But Rav, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, again, Rav, according to Gevuras Ari, agrees with Rav Papa. So there's two sides. There's Rav Yochanan, according to everyone. Rav, according to the Gevuras Ari, agrees with Rav Yochanan. Rav, according to Mishnah Lamelech, disagrees. Obviously, this depends on how you understand the whole root of the problem of Shev Mi the Yasa. And that's what we're going to talk about now. That a person who's Eino Shev Mi the Yasa, he would not have backed out even had he known, doesn't bring a carbon. What's the basis of this? What's the first question you need to ask about this halacha and trying to determine it? And here's another example of context. What's the first question you have to ask?
Where does it come from?
What?
What's the source?
Where does it come from? Okay, context. Beyond that, how is context important here? We know the source. It says, right? Asher lo te'asena b'shkagav yashem. Oh, hoda. Hashem, he does it. Maybe come. We have very soon. We don't have to ask that question. What's the context question we need to ask here? You guys missed the point. Very, very important. Very, very important. What is the context in this brisa? What is the brisa talking about? Mummer. The Tana Kama brings a source. May Am Ha'aretz Basel. A person did that out of ignorance. Prat L'Mummer. As opposed to a rebellious Jew. That's the first part of the brisa. Then Reb Shimon Ben Yossi brings a drush from Shum Rabbi Shimon. Hashem Yidiyaso. Is that connected to Mummer or not? Is the second part of the brisa connected to the first part of the brisa? What might that depend upon, that question, technically? The girsa. How do the two words Eino Tzarech connect this? Because if Rav Shimon begins Eino Tzarech, what's he trying to say? You don't need that pasuk for Mumar. I have this pasuk for Mumar. That's exactly how it appears in the Sifra. You take a look at the Sifra, top of page 3. Me'am Aretz Prat L'Mumar. Rav Shimon ben Yossi Yomer Shimon Rav Shimon Matam Adlo Omer Asher Lo Tzasana Bishkaga Hayoshev Mi Yidiyasu Chai Vashigigasa V'yatsa Mumar She'en Yoshev Lo Mi Yidiyasu. It's a drasha for Mumar. This is how Rav Soloveitchik explained why the Rambam doesn't quote the Halach of Shev Mi Yidiyasu, because the Rambam quotes the Halach of Mumar. Same thing. This would explain why our Gemara brings also the Tanakhama and not just Rabbi Shimon. Interestingly, if you look at the Sugya and Yomo we began with, when it quotes the drasha of Shev Miyadiyasu, it does not bring the drasha of the Tanakhama about Mumar. But here it does. Very interesting. And this is definitely the case according to the Ravid. If you're looking at the top of page 3, the Ravid on the Sifra learns a very interesting halacha from the need for Shev Miyadiyasu. He learns from here the din of vidui. How do we know that you need vidui? How do you know you need vidui in a korban? It's a question because it's not clear by all the korbanos. The Ravid says, it says Shev Miyadiyasu. You have to be someone Shev Miyadiyasu. Why do you need that? Because you can't bring a korban if you're not doing tshuva. Zevach v'shoyim toeva. So he understands Shev Miyadiyasu not as a din in the type of shogeg it was. It's a din in the person bringing the korban. A person can't bring a korban if he hasn't done tshuva. He's like a mumar. I'm just using the word mumar because, right, you're right, like a Russia, but he's like a mumar. It's the same thing like mumar. The Shev Miyadiyasu is not about the type of shogeg, it's about the type of person. You might say, it's a din in the gavra. Oh! Tosus, though, disagrees. Tosus asks this question above the Ravid. Tema, matzarech krala mayit ene Shev Miyadiyasu. V'omid berusha, what do you need a pasuk to tell you a person who hasn't done tshuva? Ha'avi zevach hasharim toeva. V'esi hechi tesek adat and lomer demevi. How can you think you'd bring a carbon if you're a Russia? Yesh lomer, de'itztrech lecha dechaz of a tshuva acharkach. The chiddush is where he did tshuva afterwards. Now he's a good Jew. But at the time where he ate, he wasn't Shev Miyadiyasu. So the question is, according to the Rambam, what's the halacha based upon? Is it because you were a Russia at the time when you did the Avera? Because now you're not a Russia anymore. The chiddush of the pasuk is that even if you're a tzaddik now, but you were ain't Shev Miyadiyasu then, you don't bring the korban. Is it because you were a Russia, like a mumra then? Or is it because of the nature of the shogeg? That's the question that comes up. That's the question we're asking here. Now again, the Marasha right wipes out the words Einot Tzarech. And just one second, that's how it appears in many other sugyas, Einot Tzarech, and other mesechtos. You don't have the words Einot Tzarech. If you don't have the words Einot Tzarech, then you could understand Rabbi Shimon is giving an independent din, not connected to Mumar. I say could, because even without the words Einot Tzarech, you could understand Rabbi Shimon as suggesting an alternative to Mumar. By the way, the Sifra doesn't have the words Einot Tzarech, but as we saw, understands Rabbi Shimon is talking about Mumar too. But not having the words Einot Tzarech opens up the possibility of saying the drasha is not connected to Mumar. Again, let me reiterate and summarize. The question is, how do we understand this Torah of Einot Shev Miyadiyasu? One could say, it's because you're a Rasha. It's because you're an evil person, a Mumar. You could say it's not even about when you sinned, it's about who you are now. That's what the Ravid says. But if you say it's about the moment of sin, you could still say it's about Rasha. You're a Rasha at the moment of the sin, you're not Chayav Karban. But you could say it's about the nature of Shogeg. It's only a real Shogeg if you would have backed out had you known the other information. What's the Nafka Mina? I believe the Nafka Mina is our question. What do we look at? Do we look at all knowledge or just your knowledge? So to a certain extent, what Rav Papa said makes sense. We should look at all knowledge. Why should we look at all knowledge? If we want to determine if you are a tzaddik or a rasha, a bad guy or a good guy, so what would the way to determine that be? Had you known all the truth, right? All the truth includes what Bezdin made a mistake on, right? Would you be willing to do this? We got to look at the whole truth and nothing but the whole truth, right? So we understand very well the argument of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Papa of the Gvuras Ari, right? The argument Rav Papa makes according to Rabbi Yochanan that the Gvuras Ari says is also true according to Rav. We look at the full information because we're trying to figure out, are you a good guy or a bad guy? The only way to determine if you're a good guy or a bad guy is to look at what would you have done with all the information. But if you say we're trying to look at the nature of your action, so then we look at, okay, what would you have done had you known all the circumstances of your action? That's the svara behind the Mishnah Lamalach. This completes the major part of the shiur. We have one last addendum, which is very much connected, but I want to make sure you got the point. We were asking, is it possible, right, does it make sense to view this guy as Shev Miyadiyasu or not? That's the question we were asking. The Gvuras Ari thinks it's so pashut, even according to Rav, that Rav Papa is right, that we look at the full context, including the mistake of Bezdin. The Mishnah Melech says that Rav disagrees, right? That question depends on how you're looking at Shev Miyadiyasu, which depends on the root of the halacha. I think the nafkamina of this would be, to what extent can we see you as connected to the tzibor? Again, if you're saying the yisod of the p'tur is, your ein shav mi diaso, right? That has nothing to do with the tzibor. That's your own problem, right? You're a wicked dude, right? You didn't do a real shogeg, however we explained it. You're ein shav mi diaso, you have your own problem. But if you say like Eitan that the yisod of the p'tur is what? It's Talib Abezdin. So then there's basis for saying that you are connected to everybody else who? Talib Abezdin. Can we view you as connected to the tzibor or not? That would be the biggest nafkamina. So now you all tell me, Rabbi, it's beferish in the Gemara. Where is the beferish in the Gemara? Rava. Rava's addendum. He says, Rav agrees that even though you're putter, you're not mashlim the rov tzibor. You don't create a rov tzibor for parallel davar shel tzibor. So it's beferish, Rabbi, no? Isn't it beferish? Did anyone get to the end of the Makaros? Ah, so that's why none of you are objecting. I think there are two ways of understanding this statement of Rav. One of them you're going to not like very much, but I'm going to show you that someone considered it. How do we understand the halacha of Rav? So the simple way is to say, you have your own problem. You have your own problem, and this is not a problem that can connect to other people. I'm finished, right? That's the simple way. That's Pashut, right? The other way, though, is to say that you can't connect to other people because they're sinning for a different reason. They're sinning because Pedersen said it's mutter. You're sinning because you confused the two. You don't have a similar shogeg. What would the nafkamina be? Let's say you have a tzibor that all did what? Confused chedav v'shuman. Would you be able to be mitzdarif or not? So Rachel is saying, no, right? That's the whole point. You're independent. You're all independent, right? But let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos writes on Rava, ad shehu kulim b'shkoga achas. Right, that's what Rava says. Ad shehu kulim b'shkoga achas. That's the Loshon L'Gemara. Tzarech Iyan. Im rov tzibur asu b'zeh ha'inyan. Sheneschalev lahem. V'havi kulim b'shkoga achas. Im achayev bezin because of Loshon L'Gemara. What would happen if everybody, Bezin said chelev is mutter, everybody confused chelev is shuman. Strange situation, right? Mutter or not? I mean, you're mitzdar for the rov tzibur or not? That's the question. This is the shayla of Tosfos. And another interesting nafkamina of this question would be, I'm not going to say this could be confusing because then everyone won't understand, but it could be confusing. Our Mishnah is according to the Lamed Omer, Yachid Sha'asav Haras Bezdin is Pater, right? Remember? Okay. We Paskin Yachid Sha'asav Haras Bezdin is? So according to that Lamed Omer, a person who did it this way, okay? Tzibur did it this way, right? Whole Tzibur did it this way. Is he mitzaref to the Tzibur to be putter in their carbon or not? Not mashlim. Mashlim, he's not mashlim, right? Okay, he's not mashlim. Where I said that. But can he be mitzaref in order to be putter? Same question. Is there a tziruf that's possible here? If you view the error as your own independent error, ain't a shav mi diaso, it's your own problem. But if you view it as a tali bebezdin issue, so then you could maybe be mitzaref to the Tzibur, not to make up the Tzibur, but to be putter as part of the Tzibur bringing the carbon. And this is how the Be'er Sheva explains the strange Rambam. Let's take a look at page 3. The Rambam quotes this halacha of Shav Midiyas v'ene Shav Midiyas of Nischav lo Shuman v'chelev. He doesn't mention Shav Midiyas. Nischav lo Shuman v'chelev. He quotes it in Shkagos Perikid Gimel halacha. Hey, those who saw it, yeah, quotes it. The Karen Ori says, why is he quoting it? He passes against the Mishnah. It's not Shaykh. You'll say, ah, when you did it as part of a Tzibur, Rava says you're not mashlim to the Tzibur. So the Be'er Sheva says, no. Rava says you're not mashlim to the Tzibur, but you can be mitzaref to the Tzibur. When you sinned this way, and there's a whole Tzibur sinning, you're chayv in a korban, because even Yochid's chayv in a korban, but you can be niftar with the Tzibur. That makes sense, according to the Gevurah Sa'ari, according to Eitan. If you're saying that the root of the p'tur of Rava is that you're Tolui Bebezdin, you could be viewed as Tolui Bebezdin to be included in the kapara of the Tzibur. As opposed to what Rachel said before, the Mishnah Melech is saying, if the root of the p'tur is Ein Shav Midiyaso, so then you have your own personal problem. You have your own personal problem. You're not included with everybody else. And if we hold Yachid Shas or Raz Bezdin's Chayv, you'd be Chayv. This is the best to try and do this all in one day. It's Thursday. People have to think about this. There's going to be chazar. We have to think about this. Okay, everyone should think about this. And on Monday, Meir Hashem, we're going to be continuing with the new sugyas that come up next. We have a double header tonight. Double header BMP programming. Everybody knows the double header? Number one, we have Mishmar.